The Single Lady Consultant is here. It's been a while since I did a podcast, just a little while, not too long. I'm back with another segment. My topic for today is, well, before I get into that, it's the Single Lady Consultant. Find me on Facebook, like my page, comment, watch other content, see my live videos. It's a lot of fun. Learning, you know, comment, tell me what you think, and get engaged. So I come with this podcast today with the topic disaster equals, no, I'm sorry, excuse me, scratch that. My topic for today is desperate equals disaster. That's desperate equals disaster. All right. So what do I mean by that? Well, if you move too quick, you know, you might be feeling on edge. You might feel like you want a relationship or just to be around, you know, masculine energy or you know, somebody you want to be in a relationship with. You maybe feeling lonely and just want to get with somebody real quick. Well, I'm here to tell you, that's a bad move, going into a relationship with that type of mindset, because, you know, everything always seems perfect at first, right? Just think about it. Everything starts off perfect. As a matter of fact, it reminds me of the movie The Perfect Guy. I don't know if y'all seen that or not, but pretty much, this, I think it was Sana Lathan and Michael something. I can't think of that dude's name. But y'all know him when y'all see him. He played the perfect guy, and she was the guy dating him. But long story short, this dude seemed like he was the perfect guy. And I believe she was dating, couldn't find nobody. So she came across this guy. I mean, this guy was like perfect. No flaws, nothing. But at the end, I'm just put it to you like this. At the end of the movie, she had to end up killing him. So, ain't no such thing as a perfect guy. You know, she, I gotta watch the movie again, but I believe she might have been desperate. Okay. And she moved in too fast and she got all wooed. And they might have been moving too fast too. But that just arrests my case, you know. Desperate equals disaster. Don't do it. So what are some reasons why not to do it? Let's get into it. Right, so desperate equals disaster. Okay. Desperate, in my definition, is someone who's willing to take anything. They have let their guard down. They feel like they need something today. They need it quick. They need it right as soon as possible. They need it, whatever. They need to get into something or need something as soon as possible, no matter what. So they let their guard down. They let their standards, stipulations, all these things are off the table. So anybody who comes through to fulfill that need, at no matter what, they're going to take it. They're going to take it. And that's a desperate situation. Because when you're desperate like that, you're very vulnerable. You're open. You opened yourself to an attack, basically, right? So, and this leads to a disastrous road, because it's, you know, usually when something comes into play, because you didn't filter it with standards and all of those type of things, anything could have got through. So it's usually a disaster because you couldn't filter it. You couldn't put your standards on it. So I'm pretty for sure you ladies out there have been in a situation maybe not all of you, but some of you might have got desperate, got with a guy, and it was a tragedy, right? It was a disaster, right? Why is that? Well, like I said, you didn't filter it. You went into there, you know, desperate for something, for a need. Did the need get fulfilled, and was it worth it? You know, but see, this is why you have to have patience, and to maintain those standards that you have. So any old body just can't come through and fulfill your need and you know, woo you or whatever. And you know, that's pretty much what happens. So just be patient. Just be patient. Don't get too caught in your emotions. Try not to. I know it's hard because y'all are emotional beings or whatever. Try not to think with your emotions. They get you in a lot of trouble. You know, have a plan in place. Have standards in place. Filter these guys out. Don't ever feel like you have to be desperate. I mean, where's the fire? Where's the rush, right? So just take your time. Enjoy the time. If you're single, enjoy the time that you have to yourself. This is the time to get to know yourself. Reflect on past relationships, what might have went wrong, all that kind of stuff. So don't ever fall into the desperate place. It's not a good place to be in. You might have those people who, or you even see on TV, they'll get married. They might have only known the person for 2 months or something crazy like that. 2 months. And you tell them to slow down. Like, you know, you don't know this guy. We don't know this guy. Yeah, everything seems to be perfect. It always seems perfect in the first place. But slow down. You know, that's what people would tell you. And you'd be like disregarding it. They don't want to hear it. But you trying to tell them, or you trying to be told to slow down, but you don't want to hear that. You want to get married, right? Okay, everybody wants to get married. But there is a right way to do it, you know? And knowing somebody for 2 months and then marrying them, just as quick as you got into that marriage or relationship, is just as quick as you would be falling out of it. Because you didn't take the time to get to know the person. You didn't filter through your standards, and now look at what you got. Now you're stuck, trapped, and you're like, don't know what to do. But all this situation could have been avoided with just patience. Just patience. I know patience is a very, very hard thing to do. We all have a problem with patience to some extent. So, you know, my minister told me, Minister Louis Farrakhan, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, seek patience through prayer. All right. So pray, have a plan, write out what it is that you want, and don't remove everything off the table. Okay. So disaster equals, I don't know why I keep saying that, y'all. Desperate equals disaster, right? Okay, so let me see if I got something else on this. Well, I'm gonna take a quick break and I'll be right back. All right, thank you for giving me that much needed break. Now, is it ever good to be desperate? The answer is no, never. Nah, don't do it. I don't care how perfect the situation may be. I don't care if everything this guy is doing is perfect. He does everything so much better. Like, he might do something that you absolutely love that your last boyfriend didn't do. So it'll just make you head over heels. Don't do it. Go through the process. give it time. Something will unfold. Not saying that you wish to see something bad from a person, but best believe nobody is perfect. Wait it out. Go through the process. All right. Give it time. If you have a 6-minute window, give him 6 months. I'm sorry. Did I say 6 minutes? If you have a 6-month window before you feel like you can get serious with somebody, take the full 6 months. Don't shortcut it. Don't shortcut yourself. Keep everything on the table. Not saying that you can't negotiate, but do not shortcut yourself. You will more than likely regret it later. Don't do it. Don't do it. Do yourself a favor and just go through the process. Take a break. Take a deep breath. Have a good circle around you of people who want to see you win, who's not out for against you, you know, who don't hate on you. See what they say. Get the outside looking in. You know, this is serious. You know, divorce rate is high for a reason. So you should protect yourself. Hopefully this guy is as perfect as he seems. But you really don't know until you spend a nice amount of time. You know, as a matter of fact, like I said before, if the guy is perfect, that's should be a red flag right there for y'all. So never get desperate. If you're single, just focus on yourself. All right. Just focus on yourself. Become a better you. And then the world that you want to see will start to revolve around you because you're doing your thing. And you will attract that which you want. So, take heed of this advice. If you have any questions about this podcast, you already know. Hit me up. Single Lady Consultant. Like that page on Facebook. Ask me a question. If it's kind of personal, hit me with an email. I do consultations, all right? One-on-one consultations. $60 an hour. So hit me up. Actually, if you hit me up with an email and you got it from this podcast, then it's $50 an hour for you for consultation, all right? So, but if you just got a quick question, you know, make a status or whatever on the Facebook page and I'll answer that, no problem. But if you need like some real consultation or you just got questions and you just really need to talk to somebody, and if you want to bring a best friend on or a cousin or whoever is real close to you on with this consultation, I have no problem with that. But that would require some good one-on-one. And that's $60 an hour. You know, I take PayPal, Cash App. We can discuss all that in the email. You'll hit the send email button once you are on the Single Lady Consultant page. But other than that, I'm here to help. I'm really young. And I want to see women make better decisions. You know, it's imperative. It's imperative. You know, I want to see y'all making better decisions. Because once y'all get to making better decisions than men, then we can strengthen the black family, the black community. And it would be better for you. Trust me. I mean, you would have somebody there to help you raise your children. Somebody there to help motivate you. Somebody there to help you complete your goals. Somebody there to uplift you. Somebody there to give you strength. All the things and qualities you want in a man. Of course, you have to do your part, too. All right. Let's not leave that out. You have to do your part, too. It's a two-way street. So other than that, this is Travis X again. Single Lady Consultant. Like me on Facebook. Until then, catch you on the next podcast. Adios, like a ghost.